here again is Dave.
Thank you. Thank you very much. In Corby's absence, as he is watching My Morning Jacket this weekend.
Where?
At Red Rocks.
Bingo.
Double bingo. I am taking over Friday Fun today, and I wanted to, well, first let me pre-say to our friend Will Kane that this segment has nothing to do with politics.
Good.
That there is not a shred of political motivation behind this segment. However, the biggest viral sensation of the entire year is Oliver Anthony's Richmond, North of Richmond.
Absolutely.
It
popped on my Spotify yesterday.
Yeah, so as of right now, the original YouTube video that started this whole thing 2 weeks ago is at 41 million views. It is still the number one trending video for music on YouTube. He has the number one song on the Billboard 100 as an independent artist with no chart history. Amazing.
One of the
completely unprecedented.
One of the highest played songs in Oliver history as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, name another more successful Oliver.
In the music space, I can't.
Well, what happens when things go viral?
Usually at a certain point, everybody gets tired of it, and then they...
And I don't know that we're to that point yet, but that when something is hugely popular, that...
It inspires more people?
It inspires copycats. It inspires parodies. The internet goes to work.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Remixes, maybe?
Yes.
Auto-tunes?
Yeah, I mean, one of the first things was the reaction video, and that went just as viral as the original video of people listening to the song for the first time. And then the people who maybe have more of a comedic intent,
yes,
will take it because it's a very recognizable tune. You know, it's a very simple guitar melody, but his vocal melody is extremely identifiable, as is his delivery.
Yes.
Very passionate. And so... We've talked about this before when we've talked about kind of the bubble voice, sorry, when we've talked about the proliferation of AI and how you can use AI to simulate voices.
Yes.
And people have remixed, you know, random songs like 50 Cent in the Club by Frank Sinatra or whatever. You know, you do.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Hilarious mashups, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I have a couple of mashups for you, a couple of tributes of Richmond, North of Richmond, to start with here. This first one.
Does everybody know the actual sound of the song? Does everybody?
Surely by now.
Should we just say that everybody knows that and we don't need to set that table?
I think it's been played enough on the station.
Yeah, I think everybody knows, and if you don't know, you can check it out on your own time.
Got it.
But this one makes total sense because this is Richmond, North of Richmond, as sung by King of the Hills, Hank Hill.
Okay.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours, the bullshit. Play so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Fight back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me and people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is.
I love it.
Living in the new world.
I mean, it sounds like Mike Judge doing it, right?
So this is actual AI?
Yeah, this is AI.
How do they do that, Dave?
I don't know.
That's
incredible.
Yeah, so that you can find that on TikTok. It's one of several on TikTok. Here's another one that I found on TikTok. This is the song as performed by Herbert from... Family Guy,
uh-huh.
The elderly neighbor that is obsessed with Chris Griffin.
What the world's gotten to the people like me and people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is. Living in the new world. Whipping hoes, so is Richmond North or Richmond, Lord knows. Oh, just wanna have total control. Wanna...
Boy.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I don't know.
Nailed
if you,
it. AI if we, nailed it.
Not sure he's whistle talking quite enough there, but yes, AI is incredible.
Yeah. Okay.
AI can sing, but they can't write a sports report.
That's no, what we've learned this week.
Yeah. They can sing, they just can't write.
Wow.
Okay. So then the next step in kind of the internet taking something that's hugely popular and twisting it and reconfiguring it is to do parody lyrics.
Okay.
And
this should go well.
And so this one, and again, not political one bit. It's just taking that melody and that idea and applying it to a completely different problem. So rather than talking about corruption in Washington, D.C., this is talking about how certain things that we've grown accustomed to having for free at restaurants sometimes is no longer free.
I went treating myself to Mexican food. He gave me a menu, a water too. I ordered a marg and looked all around and noticed nobody's crunching out loud. I said to my server, please, sir, where in the hell is my basket of chips and my salsa as well? He said, son, that ain't free. You gotta pay for that. It's on a starter's menu. Would you like to add it? Lord, it's a damn shame. What the world's gotten to for people like me who love Mexican food. Wish I could just walk in and not be charged for what's free. But I am, oh, I am eating in the new world. As an old soul, these kids Schmidt in the kitchen, Lord knows they all just wanna have total control. Give me street corn to eat, but it ain't from the street. They just sprinkle white cheese and cilantro, I guess. But they know that ain't it's just corn that offends. Cause these kids men in the kitchen.
See, he not only is he not getting chips and salsa for free,
right,
but they're passing off corn with white cheese.
Elotes, it just have normal corn with a little stuff sprinkled on it.
Yeah, no, that's not elote.
That's not fair to street corn. Corn that was raised on the streets.
So that's Kitchman in the kitchen.
That is awesome.
All right, and so, you know, this one, this last one is interesting because it's about us.
Okay.
I don't know where this came from, but evidently there is a song that is making the rounds called Woke Men North of Waco.
Oh, no. All right.
I've been streaming my app, listening all day, Corby and Bob and Bull Dave, so I can sit out here and chase my wife away, making ticket jokes and quoting things they say. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for sports fans like me and sports fans like you. Wish I could just sit up and watch Bally's on the tube, but I can't. Oh, I can't. Living in a TikTok world with an old phone. There's woke men north of Waco. Lord knows they all don't have impulse control. Want to say what they think, want to tell what they do, and they think that we care, but kind of we do. Because the Rangers ain't and the losing won't end. Because the woke men north of Waco.
That is awesome.
One more verse.
I wish Corby would reach in his mail, not just reach around mails that in his belt show somewhere. Boy, we got folks in the street, ain't had champions to see, and the Cowboys making us swear. Well, God, if you're 6 foot three and you're 300 pounds, can't get off the snap, but we're picked in the first round. Young Mozzie's gonna put DQ 6 foot in the ground. All this damn station does is keep kicking them down. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for sports fans like me. And sports fans like you wish I could sit up and watch Bally's on the tube, but I can't. Oh, I can't.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
It's amazing that there was such a quick turnaround.
The vocal range of that guy.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
Very, very passionate.
Man. And he was really mad at Bally's, too.
Yeah, he's mad at Bally's. He's mad
Mozzie.
At us. He's mad at Corby.
And Mozzie.
And Mozzie.
Corby.
Yeah. He's got
wow.
a lot of bones to pick.
Man, that is really fun on a Friday.
Yeah, that's your Friday fun.
Well played.